And now, from the campus of the University of Pennsylvania Wharton School, this is a Business Radio special focusing on the business of healthcare. Here's your host, Jay Moore.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Business of Healthcare. It's great to be back in the studio with you. My name is Jay Moore, Managing Director and co-founder of Locust Walk Partners. We help build successful biopharmaceutical companies through transformative transactions. I'm also a proud Wharton Healthcare Management alumnus and great to be here. Today we're going to focus on what I call the specialty pharma survival story. We'll basically be covering the very active merger and acquisition environment, if not the drama that's playing out these days amongst large and mid-cap specialty pharmaceutical companies. I've got three guests who will join me in the discussion, and we'd love to have your input as well. If you have a question or a comment during today's show, please call us at 1-844-WHARTON. That's 1-844-942-7866. Today's panel is Chris Murphy, Vice President of Business Development at Horizon Pharma. He's joining me in the studio. And on the phone, we have Gary Phillips, Senior Vice President and Chief Strategy Officer at Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals. Gary's also a fellow classmate. We'll hold those stories for later. We'll keep this very professional. And then Akiva Felt, who's Executive Director and Equity Research Analyst at Oppenheimer & Company. It's a pleasure to have you all with us. Before we get started, I'm going to just sort of frame our conversation for this afternoon and talk a little bit about what's going on currently in this arena. As I said, you know, we have spoken before about what's going on in biotech, and today we're going to be talking mostly about companies that are more advanced. These are companies that are actually revenue generating. In other words, they have products which are already approved and being sold in the marketplace. I think the best way to discuss and to get this kicked off is to talk about what happened in 2014. It by far was a record-breaking year for the biopharmaceutical M&A landscape. Roughly 71 deals were concluded, in deal value north of $219 billion, outstripping the last record year, which was 2009, by a significant margin. And it looks like for the 2015, we're already about 6 months into the year, and we're on very much on a similar pace. With data that goes back to April, mid-April, 22 deals had been consummated, or at least announced, with deal value of about $95 billion. And a few takeaways of what we're seeing in the marketplace so far this year. Of that $95 billion, about 80% of that is comprised of four major transactions involving Mylan, AbbVie, Pfizer, and Valeant. But there are some other important trends and points I want to raise, because we are going to discuss this during the conversation with our guests earlier today, later on this afternoon. In terms of the valuations, first, I mentioned some of those acquisitions a minute ago, but the targets that these companies were pursuing had values of at least 20% of the market cap of the acquirer, which is quite a big bite to take on. And in some cases, the deal sizes were roughly comparable to the size of the target. In other words, the target was roughly the same size as the acquirer. In some respects, this is a trend we're seeing in a way to fend off against other acquirers. So we'll talk about that trend in a minute. And this activity is not confined just to the United States. A number of the deals that have been concluded already this year are transcontinental or international in scope. In particular, 17 of the 22 I mentioned earlier were between companies based in different countries. And in part, we're seeing this because many of the U.S. companies are seeking foreign domiciles to help improve the bottom line by way of reducing their taxable liabilities. And we'll talk about that as well. And finally, it's important to note that when you think about and see the deals, and we have a couple of examples that we're going to be talking about this afternoon. Mallinckrodt acquired a company earlier this year called Icaria. This was a deal that was valued at roughly $2.3 billion, and about a fourth of that deal was paid for, if you will, by the appreciation in Mallinckrodt's stock within 24 hours of that announcement. Equally, Chris will discuss the Horizon Hyperion deal. That was a $1.1 billion deal, and about a half, or a little bit more than half, of that deal was also accretive within 24 hours. About $500 million of that